Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we'll be talking about Murder on the Nile being produced by Valley Performing Arts.
And our guests today are two actors from the show. We have Todd Brosty and Bethany Lawson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, this is Agatha Christie's Murder on the Nile, which, not to be confused with Death on the Nile, which I think was the film version of this play. Todd, why don't you begin by telling us a little bit about the show? We know you can't reveal the ending. It is a murder mystery.
Yeah, I can't go there.
No, but give us a setup for the show.
1930s. It differs from the movie in that we don't have the Poirot character. For the play, she actually wrote it out, and she actually gave that character to our father, Canon Pennefather. So he will be the our person in charge. We have the newlywed couple, myself and Kay Mostyn. We have the femme fatale, Jackie de Severac, as well as Smith, a foreign Dr. Bessner, and a lovely little crotchety old lady, Miss Folliot Foulkes, and her niece, Christina.
Well, Bethany, tell us a little bit about who you play in the show.
My character's name is Smith, and he is... I can't give away too much, but...
It's hard to say because you don't want to give away too much.
Yes, I don't want to give away too much because it's a secret.
You know,
and
we had the same problem with the last time we had an Agatha Christie play.
What can you tell? What can't you tell?
Yeah. No, he's definitely fun and sarcastic, and he definitely gives a lot of one-liners, and yeah.
He has some of the best snark in the entire play.
I get a lot of that. It's fun to play him. So.
I bet it is.
Is that an acting term, snark?
Yeah.
I always like that term.
We've learned a lot of vocabulary words doing this play.
Well, obviously we can't talk about the play. Let's talk about your background as an actress.
I've always wanted to act since I was 10. I've done a lot of church plays and such. But I never got into theater until... this past year, actually being able to be at the Performing Arts Center. I just have a great passion for it, and someday I hope to be a film actress. So it's just a lot of fun, and everybody's like family, and it's just great learning experience, and it's fun to give back to the community and stuff like that. So.
And Todd, what's your role in this play?
I'm Simon, and I get to actually have the most fun on a lot of levels, just because, well, I'll say one, I get to be shot.
Oh my.
And
I'll leave it at that.
To.
But yeah, and unlike Bethany, who's looking to be a professional, I'm just a you know, I do this because I'm addicted to it, mostly.
That's why we're all here.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so this play does take place, I assume, in Egypt? On a boat.
We have our stage is the riverboat. It's the back end of the riverboat. They're actually building it as we speak, and I think it's going to come out really nice. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, one thing I really like about Agatha Christie murder mysteries on the stage, especially, although the film versions are wonderful, is that there's a certain amount of mystery that happens when actors are in the same space with the audience and within a few feet of each other, and you've got this one set, perhaps, I think it's just one set for your show,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to create this sense of mystery with the whole community, actors and audience, and take them along on this journey, which is sort of a trip down the Nile and all of this. As actors, how do you feel performing like that with in front of an audience, together with them? Do you feel a communion with them in the sense you're trying to take them along with this mystery, you're trying to feed them clues subtly, or trying to be, how do you handle all that? So I would think playing a murder mystery is a real challenge in that sense.
For myself, half the fun is depending on who your character is, you know, are you someone who's trying to give false, you know, you're trying to lead the audience down the wrong path, or, you know, and how well can you just come off and be believable? I mean, you watch the movies and it's one of those that, you know, that's the whole idea is you're the people in the audience are going, ah, I know who did it. And you hope that they're wrong by the time that they get to their, oh, wait a minute, I didn't see that coming, you know.
Right, but in the definitely. Movies, the camera can zoom in on something and tell the audience information.
Yes.
But on stage as actors, you have to somehow, you know, give them information and just enough by how you perform that. Do you find that a challenge as an actor? Bethany, how about you?
Definitely. Our director has definitely been working with us on that. It is really great to be able to interact with the audience and try and pull them in. And our director says all the time, he's like, he can't help it. He's seen it so many times, but he just gets sucked in every time. And when you're on the stage and you know, like, your adrenaline's kind of going and stuff like that, and you kind of get all hyped up, and when everything's kind of hectic and whatever, it's nice to, like, see that the audience, when you can just tell that they're sucked into what you're doing. And it's a really great feeling to know that you've kind of pulled them along on that journey.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Todd Brosty and Bethany Lawson from Valley Performing Arts, talking about their play, which opens in a week or two, called Murder on the Nile, an Agatha Christie mystery.
Another Agatha Christie. Well, Todd, just as Bethany mentioned, there's that wonderful sense of this play being performed in front of the audience. And she mentioned something about, I think the director has seen it so many times, he knows what's going to happen next. Do you ever get the sense that as an actor, you are afraid to show too much because you know what's going to happen next?
Yes, there is that challenge, especially, you know, depending on what character you play. Yes, it's how much can you let out without giving it all away. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's a challenge. That definitely is a challenge. And you look to the director to, you know, it's like, okay, would that work? He's like, yeah, that works. Or no, back that one up. That was too much. And Dave's a really good director for that. He's done a really good job with us.
Who is directing?
Dave Newfer is our director, and he has quite a colorful history with VPA, and we like I said, we're having a grand time having him as our director. It's been a lot of fun.
Good for you, and good for him.
You know, one thing about this play, I think it is based on her 1937 novel, so it takes place at a different time period. And I love to see these plays that are done in a different time period, especially in an exotic area. So, and I like to talk about costumes and scenery and how you're pulling that off. What are some of the things that you're doing to create this world of this, of being on the Nile, on this riverboat, and these characters?
Dave has actually worked with Larry, our sound director, and has pulled in a collection of what he calls the soundtrack, where we have, you know, Bedouin singing, we have, you know, the actual sounds off the side of the boat, you know, that he's going to have, you know, running through, you know, kind of in the background as we go. We've got, you know, fog that we can run out, you know, around the boat to give it, you know, the eerie quality. Costumes are a challenge, obviously, because you have a perception of, okay, what's the 30s? What can you get away with? What works with the characters? We've got a lady who's really been really good about helping us get our characters, you know, and our costumes ready for them.
Ironically, we've kind of switched to 40s costumes instead of 30s, but it seems to be working out well. But yeah, so we're technically in 40s costumes. But it's been a lot of fun. The cast has really enjoyed kind of researching what they would wear and stuff like that, and working with the costumer and the director, and kind of just giving the costumer a feel of how they want to portray their character so that their clothes say that also, because that's a really, really big thing in acting, that your costume kind of suit who you are. And so, definitely. And the music's crazy and fun. And
well, this is very interesting because I doubt very much if many people in the audience are going to tell the difference between the 30s and 40s as far as costumes are concerned.
They probably don't, but that period piece feel, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. And Bethany, just real short, you mentioned we have about a minute left. You like the costuming, and how does that affect your character? Does that change your character?
It definitely does, because if you have somebody who doesn't care about life or is just very, you know, you don't want your costume to be like kind of all prim and proper and whatnot, or, you know, like it tells where they've come from and where they are now. And so if you have something different than that, it can affect how your acting affects other people.
That's a very good point. Thank you. But unfortunately, we're about out of time. And I really want to thank you for coming, Tom Bursey and Bethany Lawson, to talk about Murder in the Nile, which opens at the Valley Performing Arts on October 25th. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much for having us.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
At the Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River, you can see Shake, Rattle, and Rot, the zombie musical by Leslie Caulfield. Performances are at 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and they run through October the 26th. For more information, please call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of And Then There Were None runs through October 20th. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
And up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts is presenting Murder on the Nile by Agatha Christie, opening October the 25th and running through November the 10th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. And remember, it's membership drive at KSKA. If you appreciate shows like Stage Talk, we're asking for your support.
The number to call is 550-8484, or you may pledge online at alaskapublic.org.
Thanks for listening and supporting Stage Talk. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.